Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 29th, 1824, an editorial in a newspaper named The Barbadian called for an improvement of the lot of the enslaved people in Barbados. Amelioration in the context of the British colonial empire was a series of ongoing attempts by the British government to improve the social conditions of the enslaved people in its colonies between 1823 and the eventual abolition of slavery in 1834. An organization called the Society for the Mitigation and Gradual Abolition of Slavery was formed in January of 1823. With the aim of achieving the emancipation of the enslaved peoples in the British territories. One of its founders, Thomas Buxton, a mayor of that year, introduced a motion in Britain's House of Commons which described slavery as being repugnant to the Constitution, and he advocated for emancipation. In a speech, he outlined the atrocities of the slave system and offered proposals for how the lot of the enslaved could be improved. These included the acceptance of the evidence of the enslaved in court, the imposition of limits to be placed on the punishments that could be meted out by slave owners, provision for religious education, allowing the enslaved persons to marry, and the strict observance of the Sabbath. These proposals were withdrawn reluctantly by Buxton when Foreign Secretary George Canning offered more moderate proposals, including an improvement of the character of the enslaved to facilitate preparation for participation in the rights and privileges enjoyed by other subjects of the British Crown. The West Indian planter interests represented in the Commons accepted those proposals because they were more comfortable with them. The proposals were circulated in the colonies by Henry Bathurst, 3rd Earl Bathurst, and there were several different outcomes in the various colonies, including an uprising in the Demerara region in 1823. The Barbadian's editorial reported on comments made by Earl Bathurst early in 1824 in relation to the Barbados House of Assembly, which essentially pointed to a reluctance on the part of members to accept all the proposals wholesale because they, quote, would be pledging themselves to a system connected with a plan for the complete manumission of the Negroes, unquote. The newspaper acknowledged the very low likelihood of the British government offering full emancipation without compensation, and opined that not only for moral reasons, but for political expediency as well, the existing slave law should be repealed, and one described by the newspaper as, quote, more consonant to the enlightened and humane spirit of the age, unquote, substituted instead. The newspaper was of the view that even whilst in practice, conditions for the enslaved in Barbados were already improving and becoming more humane, if the existing oppressive statutes remained in place, inevitably, there would be some who would take advantage of it to, quote, injure and oppress their fellow creatures, unquote. Therefore, the Barbadian newspaper suggested on this day, June 29, 1824, that Barbados should enact legislation similar to what existed in its sister colonies that was, quote, of a more liberal and humane character, unquote, and advocated for a more decided protection of the slave against the tyranny of a master.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.